to Physique Star Radio, hosted by Ian Lauer. Physique Star Radio brings you wall-to-wall coverage of NPC and IFBB men's physique competitions, personalities, competitors, lifestyles, training, and all the latest news you can ask for. Now, here's your host, Ian Lauer.
Welcome to Physique Star Radio, where we help you build your best physique and make it work for you. Joining us today, well, I have a couple guests lined up. The USA overall winner, Xavius Gaydon, will be joining us later in the show. But with us currently is IFBB Pro, Dean Michael Fazzolari. Dean, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to have you back on the show here. So I just wanted to talk with you a bit about what's going on in the NPC and IFBB. And, of course, the USAs have come and gone. But now we are looking at this weekend, the Pro Bodybuilding Championships down in Florida.
Yeah, it's going to be a big show. I'm excited to see, you know, the results with men's physique and, you know, the women's physique is going to be there. I know Dana Bailey is going to be there competing.
Mm-hmm.
And bodybuilding, there's a lot of big names, you know, in the bodybuilding industry that are going to be there competing as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer right now, of course, the Wings of Strength, and I'm anticipating a lot of monstrous lat spreads at this particular show. I think you should get down there and flare the old lats at while you're at it.
Yeah, I was gonna compete there after, you know, just to get the big lat spread for the men's physique, but I'll sit this one out.
Bust out an abs and quad shot for everybody. But speaking of the physique competition, now I have yet to come across the list because, of course, for our listeners that may not know, we record this, recording the show today on Monday, and you should hear it on Thursday. By then, we should know who's competing for sure. But right now, I've yet to find a list of the pro competitors when it comes to men's physique.
Yeah, as of right now, I know just personally, I know William Breadman Sullivan will be there competing. Mm-hmm. I think he's done like every single show so far. This guy is like a monster, man. He just doesn't stop, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I know he's going to be there. I chatted with him briefly about it. Wished him luck, of course. P28 is showing up. They've turned out a lot of pros this year in physique and other divisions as well. And, it's great to see the company's athletes doing so well.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, every week, every day, like, you know, the following grows. Everyone loves the product. It's easy, you know, sells for itself. And the athletes that are part of P28, you know, are doing well for themselves.
Right.
Team Universe that I was at, two athletes from P28, Bashir, and I think the other kid named was Dave. Is the first time I met him. They both turned pro in the men's physique division as well.
Well, and then also, Dr. Stacy Naito got her pro card at that show as well. She's she's a P28 athlete, so it was a good show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a good show for P28 across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Vince Fiore from ETB as well, he's competing at the Toronto Pro, and I seen him, this last Thursday, I was on RX Muscle for the Heavy Muscle TV show.
Right.
And along with Sadiq, and he looked great, man. I think he's going to, you know, he's going to be one of the people to look out for in the men's physique division at Tampa this upcoming show, him and William. They sent me photos, you know, their
right.
updates, and they're looking on point, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the size of the turnout when it comes to this particular show. I mean, right now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty when it comes to getting onto that Olympia stage. And a lot of guys, fired a bunch of shows up early. A few guys, like Billy, are continuing to pound the pavement here. And some guys have newly turned pro, and they're trying to get into this first Olympia. So it's going to be interesting to see if we have an influx of people or if they hold out until the final show before Olympia to take the stage.
Oh yeah, the Olympic Gold Cup. I know that's going to be a big show. I know, my team G-Force. They just created two new pros at the Team Universe, and both of them are going to that show. And I'm going to try to prep for that show. I'm not going to try to kill myself for it. I'm definitely not burning off any muscle, but we're going to see if I can condition well enough. Then I'll just step on stage. Just to be a part of the action, because that's going to be a pretty fun show.
Well, yeah, it's going to be, I mean, they're all going to be great shows, of course. I mean, when you get to that level, they're all very competitive. But then we also have a show in Dallas, the IFBB Europa, and that's the 16th and 17th. Of course, the Tampa is this weekend, 9th and 10th, and then you're talking about the Valenti Cup, which is the 30th and 31st in Sarasota. So those are the chances to earn a spot on that Olympia stage. And, of course, contest winners as well as those with enough points are going to find their way onto that stage. Who, I mean, you just mentioned Vince. Any other dark horses that are hiding in the background you think may find their way onto the stage that haven't solidified it yet?
You know what? I mean, there's a lot of it's hard to tell because there's a lot of guys that have been doing well all throughout the year and have built enough points to basically just sit back and ride their way through to the Olympia. But then again, I mean, it all depends. I think it all depends on how many points are given these next three shows. I know some shows are a little different, so. You know, someone could get knocked out very easily if someone takes, a second place at one of these, I think the Tampa Pro, how many points? I think it might be like 3 or 4 points.
I think it's four for second. I'm not 100% sure on that. But, I mean, really, if someone runs a table and let's say they don't win a show, but they pull 2 seconds in a row, that could change everything. Then they're getting a lot of points. That's the other thing. If some of these guys that have a lot of points are continuing to step on stage, and if they pull off a win, then that opens up the door for someone with relatively few points.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm hoping for kind of with this show, that someone in the top five wins first place. This way, I'm in the sixth spot. I'll be back in the top five spot if someone gets first. So, it's kind of like a card game, You just got to play it out. Do you step on stage? If you're not stepping on stage, you kind of, at this point, you're rooting for some people because if they do well, then you're back up, you're back up on the top five spot.
Well, now, I mean, I know we have Jason Poston, Alice Carnero, and Tyler Anderson. Those guys, I know, have a slew of points and are positioned pretty well at this point.
Tyler Anderson,
If one of those guys ends up getting first, and the other two don't participate, then that definitely changes the ball game. If someone, for those that don't have a lot of points. Now, of course, if the other two get up there and get second and third, then it still doesn't change the game that much. It just opens up one spot.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know Craig Capurso as well. I think he might be in the fifth spot.
Okay.
I heard. From Sadiq last week that he was actually stepping on the stage this coming show. So I don't know if it's for sure. I actually have to contact him and see if that's true or not. But if he steps up and he does well, he just brings himself up a couple more points and, earns a spot, in the top five. Or maybe, might even jump to fourth or, the dirt spot, which is, good for him. So.
Well, and then, of course, there's always the chance that he pulls in the first place, and then that knocks him out of the points running and puts him on stage automatically, which that opens up the door for you to slide up into the fifth spot.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's getting down to the wire now for the Olympia, and, even the guy in the seventh spot, the sixth spot, seventh, eighth spot, it could be a pretty quick turnaround, depending on who does the show, who places what, and whoever gets first place, if they're in the top five spot and they get knocked out, it brings everybody else up,
Well, and just,
somebody behind us that gets.
Oh, I was just going to say, with three shows left, even the guys that have a lot of points, they do have to keep their eyes open because there are people trailing not too far behind, so I wouldn't be surprised if even those guys that look like they have enough points already do continue to step on stage, and then just for argument's sake, if let's say all three of the top three win first place in the next three shows, then that opens the door wide open for these other guys. And you don't know who's going to come out with points at these shows if those other gentlemen are placing first.
Now here's another thing, too, that we have to think about. It's been about a month since the last show, so like people are getting better with their condition or they totally lost it,
Right.
Three, 4 weeks into another show is a huge time to either make yourself or break yourself coming to the show. So I think, we're gonna see a lot of flops, I feel like, as well as a lot of this when it comes to conditioning, I think it's gonna be, pretty interesting to see how people came after this mini vacation from show to show.
Well, I mean, you make a good point there. I know personally, coming off of the that last four show run that I did, I took a breather. I had a show I had to shoot and a couple other things. So my diet wasn't right where I'd like to keep it on a regular basis. So I was able to put on some good muscle. But at the same time, though I still have good conditioning, I'm definitely not where I would like to be if I was to step on stage tomorrow. I mean, I could still get ready for a photo shoot in 48 hours, but not, I don't want to, I'm not going to be stepping on stage. Let's put it this way. I'm not going to travel 3,000 miles to step on stage at less than 100%.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, like I said, with the Volante Gold Cup coming up, you know, I have about a little less than 30 days to condition for that. And like I said, man, if I'm not 100%, if I, you know, can't condition perfectly for that, it's, you know, as a professional, there's no point to step on that stage if you're not going to look, you know, as good or better than the last show you did.
Well, that's just it. Every show you want to come in better than the previous show. And like you say, if you're not going to be there, you just don't want to. People remember your last time on stage, so you want to be at your best, that's for sure.
Exactly. You know, at the end of the day, people go online, they check the pictures, the photos, and, you know, that sticks with you. Especially in the social media industry, you know, forever.
It's
coming back to haunt you.
Oh,
I mean, there
man.
Are shows where, like, you know, I you know, the Pittsburgh Pro, I was coming in perfectly, and then towards the end, I just spilt over on stage, and every time I look at those photos, I just want to close my eyes, you know?
Well, like, you know, that was a tricky show, and I mean, thank goodness that they run a tight ship and they move shows along quickly. But in that particular instance, I mean, you and I remember that it was basically get there and you're on stage when we were expecting a longer time to warm up. And so, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, what they did is they slammed down double the carbs and they were warming up or trying to pump up like crazy and just got into that sweat zone and it was just too late.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know, it's the first time I actually... It was actually the first time I was actually rushing to get on stage as opposed to, like, you know, pumping up, be like, oh, my God, they're saying 10 minutes, and before you know it, you know, you're pumping up for an hour, and now you're trying to hold the pump, you know?
This time
it was, like, trying to get the pump as fast as possible just to jump on stage, and, you know, the moment I got out in the middle of that box on stage, you know, it was all over from there.
Well, you're right. Trying to hold that pump, I was telling Dave Palumbo earlier when I was talking with him, because he's like, well, Dean's real, you know, a good dude. And I said, yeah, he's hysterical backstage, because when it's trying to hold the pump for 8 hours, it can be a little brutal.
Yeah. You know, especially, you know, like, coming into the shows, most people carb up and their brains are a little bad. They're just dehydrated. I'm dehydrated and I have no carbs in me for, you know, weeks and months. So when I get a little agitated after, you know, trying to hold a pump with nothing in you to hold it.
Oh, man.
You know, you start thinking some silly things.
Yeah, it's probably funnier backstage than on stage, or I should say more entertaining backstage than on stage half the time of these pro shows.
Definitely.
But speaking of pro shows, we have a new pro. Well, a lot of new pros, of course, but our next guest is Xavius Gaydon, and I don't know, did you happen to see his shots from the USAs?
No, I actually haven't seen any of the pros from the USAs yet. I've just been so busy doing, you know, traveling and stuff. I haven't even got to see who actually won the USAs.
Well, Xavius...
How's he look?
Xavius looked great. He pulled in the overall, and he's been competing, you know, since the beginning of men's physique, and like I said, he'll be on here just in a moment, but... he came in very close to his weight the first year he competed in men's physique. The second year, 2012, he lost some weight trying to fit the mold, and then this year he came back as he wanted to, which was really close to his original weight, and it worked out well for him, obviously. So, well, Dean, we're gonna call this a wrap and go to a short commercial break before we bring on Xavius. Any final words?
All right, no, just you know. Can't wait to see what's going on this Toronto, and I'll actually talk to you next weekend since I'll be doing weekly updates with you from here on out, right?
Yeah, you're going to be back next week, and for our listeners, you'll get to hear the old banter where Dean makes me look like a fool on here, and so he'll be with us bringing us some reports, and we'll be talking about not only competitions but as the industry as well, bringing you that information, help you build your best physique and make it work for you. That being said, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with USA overall champion Xavius Gaydon.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Formistanzol is an amazing compound that should be part of every cycle, not only for muscle gains and fat loss, but for longevity and health. Formistanzol is one of the world's most potent aromatase inhibitors. Use Formistanzol for on-cycle estrogen and progesterone control, as a standalone anabolic fat-burning agent, and during post-cycle therapy. Are you using Muscle Research's revolutionary transdermal Formistanzol? Available at MrSupps.com with free shipping.
Every bodybuilder scours the supplement world looking for the secret of how to get huge and ripped. But what if I told you there's a product that'll give you a year's worth of gains in mere weeks? I bet I have your attention now. Let me introduce you to Methyl S, Ion Tech Labs brand name for pure, uncut methylstenbolone. If you seek strength and massive size gains, Methyl S promises just that. And no conversion to estrogen, so no gynecomastia. That's right, no chance of growing male breasts or bitch tits. No estrogen also means no bloating. And Methyl S is the strongest legal pro hormone on the market. It's comparable to the strength and mass building effects of the powerful oral anabolic steroids, Anadrol and Dianabol. Sound too good to be true? Well, try Methyl S for yourself. Go to www.IonTechLabs.com for the most powerful legal designer steroid of all time. Order your bottle of Methyl S today at IonTechLabs.com.
Quest Bars from Quest Nutrition is Dave Palumbo's favorite protein bar. It's the only bar that's not simply a candy bar in disguise. There's no sugar or sugar alcohols, no soy, and zero trans fat. Quest Bars contain only the highest grade protein from whey and milk protein isolates. Quest Bars are also the lowest carb bar available, only 4 to 5 grams, and they all come from nuts. Quest Bars are also gluten-free. Quest Bars were specifically made for people who are serious about their physiques and who want the highest quality ingredients. Best of all, they taste great. Learn more about Quest Bars by visiting questproteinbar.com and try them out for yourself. Check out questproteinbar.com now. Tad the Diet Coach, contest prep guru for bodybuilding, bikini, physique, and figure. Go to tadthedietcoach.com, an expert on nutrition and exercise science with over 20 years experience in fitness and bodybuilding. Tad the Diet Coach offers a complete scientific and individually focused contest prep or a full off-season plan that is custom tailored for your own unique needs. This kind of diet coaching is a premium coaching service that includes weekly conference calls, individually based diet and supplement plans, specific cardio and workout schedules, and constant contact during the contest prep or off-season process. Tad the Diet Coach, author of the Diet Recipe Cookbook, and also the creator of the Coach's Choice Whey Protein Isolate, which is the absolute best-tasting premier isolate on the market. Tad the Diet Coach will get you to the next level. Go now to TadTheDietCoach.com.
And welcome back to Physiquester Radio. If you listened to the episode last week, you are aware that one of the guests we were trying to get on the show was Xavius Gaydon, the overall winner at the USA's in the men's physique division, and we were having technical difficulties reaching Xavius, and I found out what the technical difficulty was, and it was lack of consciousness. Xavius, you are awake today, so welcome to the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Well, first off, a big congratulations. I'm very happy to see you get the card, just like I told you there at the USA's. I mean, just very happy for you. And your lack of consciousness or a nap when you got home was well deserved. So I guess tell the folks a little bit about yourself and how you got into men's physique.
Well, actually, I started in 2011 when I did the muscle contest.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first shows over here on the West Coast, I had just qualified for nationals in bodybuilding the week prior to that show. So I didn't do so well, but I still placed in like around the top 10. And it was like 30 guys in that class.
Oh, yeah.
That day. So I told myself I wasn't going to do it again because I didn't do as well as I wanted to. because I was basically told that I had one of the physiques, the physique look that they would end up going for.
Right.
So after that show, I didn't compete for like 3 months until a good friend of mine, Bobby Astros and Joe Valdez, who's a coach for PT by Joe in Arizona, they convinced me to compete again.
Mm-hmm.
So I competed in July.
That was USA's, right?
No, it was the an Arizona Open show because I was in Arizona at the time.
Oh, okay.
Of 2011. So it was the week, the same day of the LA show.
Oh, okay.
And I played second. Yeah, so I played second that show. Mm-hmm. Right after that, I went the very next weekend. I went into USA's and placed fourth. So I've been competing nationally ever since. USA this year was my eighth national show.
Nice. I was going to say, it has to be right around there because I know that you and I have shared the stage on a number of occasions, including USA's, and I think that... Yeah, well, of course, the Nationals, and I mean, across the board, we've been on the same national stage a number of times, and I hit seven, and had I not qualified last year, this would have been probably my eighth or ninth as well. So, yeah, I hear you, and it's a bit of a journey. You know, some guys get up there, and they qualify one round, and then they strike lightning on their second show, and it happens, and... You know, to those guys, congratulations, but I wonder sometimes if they truly appreciate the card or understand the magnitude of what they've been awarded and earned.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way, but it's going to be in time, you know, with everything. Time dictates a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
And I would say with my journey, the fact that I had the look that they're choosing now in the beginning, it was fairly new, so I can't really get upset with anybody and so forth for all the other competitors. A lot of us had to look. It was so fresh,
right,
that it needed time to grow. So last year, after being told that I was too big, even though I was what the look should be or somewhere close to it, it needed time to grow. So last year when I started coming down, by that time, the standardization part started to come in and become a factor. So
right.
Then the look changed again. So it was like starting all over again this year. But
right.
I told myself this year I'm going to bring my package like I wanted to, and that's the way I was doing it in 2011, and it worked out for me.
Well, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, but early on when physique was brand new, there was such a fear of it turning into bodybuilding that they were not all across the board, but a lot of the times it seemed as if they were going with more of the skinny guy or the Abercrombie type guy, as opposed to someone with good quality muscle and great conditioning. And again, that was more to make sure they weren't getting bodybuilders in place of men's physique guys. But of course the division has grown. We have pros now that are competing. And you and I might have even talked about this at one point, but when you look at a local stage, if you take a well-conditioned, big men's physique guy, he could easily cross over into bodybuilding at a lot of local shows. But on the pro stage, or even at a larger national show, the bodybuilder is so much bigger and so much more conditioned than they are at local shows, for the most part, that a men's physique guys of good stature actually look great as men's physique guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say the transition from amateur to pro is a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you said, there are a lot of guys that are getting their pro card like very quickly. So most of the time is who shows up. You never know who's going to be there. And then again, like I said, what happened to me last year. Like, I was so focused on coming down, which I'm sure a lot of us were doing last year because they were choosing smaller guys. And I don't feel that was because that's what they wanted. That's what they were telling us. Hey, this isn't bodybuilding. We don't want you coming in looking like a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to bring it down and still keep your conditioning, but you don't have to be as big.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that was a good way of turning down the division, which it actually worked out.
Yeah, I mean,
I
do feel that it was really more than anything just a fear and a desire to have a clear distinction between the two divisions of bodybuilding and men's physique. And I think that, you know, they've succeeded in that. And even as you have more muscular physique guys that are turning pro, there's still obviously a clear distinction between, you know, a Matt Christianer and whoever, Phil Heath. I mean, there's definitely a clear distinction, or Flex Lewis and you know, whoever on our end when it comes to men's physique, there's an obvious clear distinction. And once you get into the pro ranks, again, the bodybuilders are so damn big that it makes it easier for us to carry around a good amount of quality weight and look respectable as physique competitors.
Yeah, and very true.
Have an attainable-looking physique. So you say you did 8 pro qualifiers. How many shows total, including your bodybuilding?
Oh, man. Well, I would say local shows, I've probably done... probably about 5, maybe, for physique. And bodybuilding, I did a lot. I used to go back and forth between the organization until in 2010, I decided to just stick with MPC.
Right.
But I was a pro bodybuilder in Musclemania and as well in ABA. They have the PNBA.
Right.
So, my first year competing with them, which is when I won both my pro cards in those organizations, and it was basically my second or third show with the ABA and my first show with Musclemania. So that was about 6 shows that year, the very first year in 2009.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting with the different organizations and federations out there. I have to imagine that you probably cherish your IFBB card a bit more than some of the others. Would you say that's true, or do you find that because the journey is more difficult that you do feel that way?
I definitely cherish it more. I mean, I've worked my ass off for it. it's been a long journey, and then it was something that I felt my audience and my fans, followers, family, friends, supporters, and the industry as well. I felt like everybody would benefit me being in the IFBB more than anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of ways to go when it comes to competing, but when it comes down to it, once you find the organization that fits you best and the kind of competition you want to join, it makes sense to focus on that federation. I mean, for me, obviously, that's the IFBB. For you as well, you're going to be focusing on IFBB. I mean, if it's something else, it's something else, but it makes sense to put your eggs in that basket and go all out instead of trying to plant seeds all over the place.
Once
you find your direction.
Exactly.
So you've done a lot of shows, a lot of competing, and you know, you're going to get this question. You probably didn't even get your trophy yet when you were asked what was your first pro show going to be. So what is your first pro show? Or what's your debut plan?
That's so funny that you asked that. Like, when I went backstage before prejudging, like, I was totally out of it. I mean, I was there, but I was totally out of it. But when I'm walking backstage, I was walking backstage with Brad, and when I was coming up the steps, like, some of the other competitors were, like, running up to me, shaking my hand. Some were asking pictures. You know, they were just excited to see me. And I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And we didn't even go through prejudging yet.
Yeah.
So after we went through prejudging, I felt like I just basically don't know what happened, but I walked through that like it was cake. So at the main show, when, you know, in the evening segment of it, it was like I won my class, and that was the first thing that I was at. So, yeah, it was totally, I hadn't even had time to think about it.
Right.
Because my main, my main focus was getting through that show.
Oh, yeah.
But when I did think about it, I was going to try to qualify for the Olympia, but I'm just going to wait. And October 19th, I'll do the Titans.
I will
up in Culver City.
I'll see you there, brother man. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good show.
I know.
I was in the same boat. I was going to try to get a last-minute qualification for the O, and then I just realized, you know what, if I'm going to travel across the country, I need to be at 100%, not at 95%. And I knew I wouldn't be able to bring my absolute best before Olympia, so I'm doing the same thing. I'm going to cool the jets a little bit and hit the show in Culver City. I mean, you know, you're guaranteed every show you go to that's a John Lindsay show is going to be top-notch, so can't go wrong with that.
Yes, most definitely. I truly agree with that.
Now, I mean, right now, obviously, you're at the top of the world, and everybody's shaking hands and patting you on the back. I want to take just a moment, though, because it's important for our listeners to understand that it's not always about winning the overall and bringing home the trophy. There are times you're going to have setbacks, and I remember when you and I were grabbing our burgers over at Nationals last year down in Atlanta. And I mean, that was kind of a rough time for you with the way things went. So what do you have to say about sticking with it and how you came back from that to winning this show?
Well, I've always, even before I came into the military, I've always been a person that was like really driven and focused. I have this thing about me, like once I set my mind on doing something, nothing can really distract me from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me out in so many ways, like with my kids and my life in general and the military. I mean, I'm going on being in for 15 years and I'm constantly getting promoted on time. I haven't ever been passed over for promotion or anything, high performance. So I would have to say, knowing that I believe in God and knowing that nothing is impossible, I always tell my friends, my competitors, some of the other competitors, some of the pros that I know, I tell them, God wouldn't put anything in front of you that you can't handle if he didn't know you could handle it. So if you're going through a hard time or a tough time, whether it be in life or whether it be competing or trying to get that a higher placing or whatever the case is, just reevaluate yourself and do your best to, you know, critique yourself, you know, work on things that for yourself that you can do on your own. Mm-hmm. Everything else will fall into place because he will never put it in front of you if he didn't think you can handle it.
Well, yeah, you're right on with that. And just when we take that philosophy and apply it to competing, it's one of those things where you can come in at your absolute best and you can get looked over when you're on stage. And I'm not saying that you're not looked at, but they can look at you and go, that's not what we're looking for at this show. And it's out of your control. And, you know, being one of the bigger physique guys, you know how it is. And I was a heavier physique guy as well. And I mean, I know how it is when, you know, you feel like you're bringing what the division should be, and maybe it's not what they want that day. But all you can do is control what is within your power. And that's obviously just coming in shape and coming in on point and having a good time. And when they line up, when the stars line up, they do, you know, and then you walk away with an overall. Next thing you know, you're on Physique Star Radio, living the high life.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world either, though. So, I mean, you live and learn.
Right.
Just keep pushing. Don't ever look back.
Right. And how was your weight? You said you're pretty much back up to your beginning weight this last show versus, like, say, your first year, around the same weight?
Actually, I went back to what I was when I first started. Well,
that's what I mean. Yeah, you were back.
Yeah, I was a little bit lighter, like 2-3 pounds, but definitely a lot fuller and harder.
Yeah. See, the second year, though, you were lighter coming in, correct?
Way lighter, yeah.
Yeah. See, your look
is like 185, 181.
Yeah, I mean, you always come in, you know, well-conditioned and looking good, but I definitely think the fuller look on you is much better than you know, coming in more slight, trying to fit a mold instead of creating the mold.
Yeah.
And I think that goes across the board for most competitors. It's really coming in where you want to come in because you're going to be more comfortable. You're going to be more confident. And when the right guys come in that flank you, then you're in a good spot. You know, you can't control who shows up.
Exactly. And that is the key. Most guys try to, you know what, I'll go back to this. At USA's, like, I was actually, I usually get measured, you know, in F, and sometimes I get measured in E, and it's like, you never know.
Right.
And then sometimes there were some shows where the classes were, like, changed, adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally up to the promoter. Like, so many people worry about, you know, why aren't you in this class or why aren't you in that class? It doesn't
right.
matter. You go there to compete. Focus on competing and not who's in what class and who's doing what, because you're already off your A game as it is.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't need to make it any worse.
If you're worried about where everybody else is, you're in a bad spot there.
Exactly.
But, well, Xavius, any shout-outs before we let you go?
Yeah, I would actually like to thank you for having me on.
Oh,
RX Muscle, I mean, all the people that I've been interviewed by, you know, Muscular Development, Flex, also Ironman, my coach, Terry Harrison, his wife, Kim, the team Intensity, my young team of competitors, Team XFit, the industry, other IFBB pros and amateur athletes, everybody, because you all made me who I am, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad that RX Muscle is sort of top of that list. And I tell you what, it sounds like you have a laundry list so you don't forget anybody. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah, no, I almost forgot my sponsor. So Metrics, Pure Protein, and Body Forces. I appreciate the love and y'all taking care of me.
That was my friendly reminder to make sure we got everyone in.
Sorry.
Shoot. Well, again, Xavius, congrats. Really happy for you. I look forward to seeing you on stage here in Culver City in the very near future.
Yes.
It will be
a good one.
It'll be a dandy. So to our listeners, thanks,
yes,
for
sir.
Thanks for joining us here on Physique Star Radio. And Xavius, again, thank you. Make sure you tune back in soon for another episode of Physique Star Radio.